Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Three, two, one. Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com, the final episode of 2020. And as many of you and I have probably said today and last week, thank goodness it's over. Doesn't mean it's over in every other sense, but at least on the calendar, there's no more 2020. And I think as much as there's been a lot of downsides to this year, there's also been a lot of opportunities to learn, to grow, to adapt is, I guess, the most obvious thing is that a lot of us were faced with some challenges. Some of us have seen before on some level, but I don't think anyone's been through this unless you were around in previous pandemics and you recall what happened, and chances are you weren't able to really share that with anybody like you can in this world. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure that you knew about, and of course this has always been part of my podcast, my podcast theory, and the whole purpose of me starting this is to share with you guys information that is absolutely critical for you to know, not just little things that you could hear from other people or read about online. I want to make sure that you're getting as much of the inside scoop, the stuff that you need to know to avoid making the mistakes that a lot of people are making right now, and they're not adapting to the current condition, and they're making all of these mistakes that are avoidable, absolutely avoidable. So the list I want to share with you guys, and this is basically just as simple as joining the many, many others who've signed on at sold.realestatepodcastshow.com who have access to this list. And if you haven't got it yet, head over there right now. And in addition to getting your property evaluated online completely safely, nobody's coming through. It's just absolutely 100% virtual. Gives you an idea of where you stand. And this is, again, anywhere across Ontario. That's the best part about my program, is whether you're in Niagara Falls, in Ottawa, in the northernmost parts of Ontario, wherever you are, Toronto, of course, anywhere in the GTA, a lot of your areas, again, you really want to know what those numbers are. So now's the time. Find this out. And this list of the 21 plus things to avoid, and basically I call them the things that are out, have a lot to do with what a lot of people have done before. Obviously, one of the ones on the list, of course, is open houses. They've been out for a long time, not just because of this year, but I mean, the idea of having 50 random people coming through your house, I don't know anybody who likes that idea. And I know a lot of people who hated it 5 years ago, myself included. So there's been better ways for a long time, and they're getting better all the time. In terms of the marketing, one of the things that you obviously want to make sure about these days is that you are doing the absolute most interactive 3D and photos, and a lot of places are still not doing that. There's $1 million plus properties out there that don't have them. So it's, to me, it's unheard of. It's always been that way, but it's even worse. So again, this list of the 21 plus things, and some of them will probably surprise you because they are actually very, very new in terms of how safety, how important safety and sanitization is. And this is one of the things that every buyer who's gone through a house with me in 2020 has asked me about. And obviously, the more cluttered your property, obviously this has never been a good thing, but it's actually, there's a whole, it's shifted 180, maybe 360 degrees from not just clutter being bad, but clutter being possibly a way that might make people sick. And of course it might even be making you sick. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to check this list out. Don't sign anything. don't secure anything until you've reviewed the list with me. And we can talk about, of course, getting you A, you know, your idea of where you are in terms of price, and B, making sure that you're doing what's right for you. And this is always the most important and the safest possible way. You don't want to skip this part. You do not want to take a risk on guessing on this. You really want to make sure you get this list of 21 plus things that are out. And of course, on the same list, there's about, there's 21 plus things that are in. So I want to make sure that you understand there's both sides of the coin. The stuff that's in might be some of the stuff you know, but the stuff that's out might surprise you. And I really want to make sure that you get that some of the stuff that you used to do even a year ago is out. It's no longer the smarter, the safer way to go. So thanks for tuning in. Have yourselves a happy new year. Try to relax, try to breathe, try to get your exercise, enjoy time with family. And remember, every day, in every way, you're getting wealthier and wealthier. And I want you to repeat that every single day in 2021. Wake up in the morning and say it, go to bed at night and say it. Every day, in every way, you're getting wealthier and wealthier. This is from a book that I just recently read by an author named Tim Groves, fantastic author. I highly recommend it. Get on Kindle, download any of his books, and they are just really, really great eye-openers, and I really think that everyone should benefit from it. And one of the quotes that he said, and this is just the stuff that works for me, is just thinking that way and future think, meaning that you are projecting yourself into the next year and looking backwards, sort of reverse engineering your year. So on December 31st, 2021, I want you to say that you've already achieved your X, you know, ABC goals, your income goals, your health goals, etc., and you've already achieved them. So start by saying on December 31st, 2021, I have achieved X, Y, Z. I have improved my health, blah, blah, blah. Whatever your goals might be, it doesn't have to be huge and it doesn't have to be very serious. And this is the thing about the thinking process, and I'm sure some of you will understand this. 2020 is one of those years where a lot of us, myself included, have got into overthinking and going into way more detail on things that are necessary. And of course, a lot of the time, by the time you're overthinking about something, it happened already. It's done. It's over. So remember that as you're going forward, and try, if you can, to start with a new strategy and make sure that you are doing everything possible to, again, make sure that you're making a safe move if you are. And of course, I hope it's with me. Either way, I can help you make a move anywhere across the globe. I've got connections all over the world that are ready for you, that are trained, that are accountable, and that will make sure that you're in the best hands possible. And if it's a selling situation, it'll make sure that your property is featured on my podcast show to make sure that your story gets told. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great end of the year and have a great start to 2021. We'll talk to you soon.